This is Actualize Freedom, straight talk on growing clicks and conversions on Amazon FBA from people doing it every day. Now here's your host, digital marketing acrobat, Danny Kenji Carlson.
What's up, guys? Danny Carlson here, and we are here with the founder of Women on Amazon. And this is going to be a very interesting episode because there's not too many women who have been on the Actualize Freedom podcast in general, and especially in the Amazon space. Most of the people that you're hearing from, it is kind of a sausage fest, right? It is all guys, and you know, nothing wrong with that, but it's good to get the different perspective from someone who actually has a lot of experience in the space. We have here Regina Peterbergsky. I'm saying that correctly.
Yeah, you did. You got a
very proud of myself on that one.
Well done.
And she is especially an expert when it comes to using chatbots for launching, ranking, and selling physical products on Amazon. But before we dive into that, I just want to talk a bit about Women on Amazon. Tell us what you're doing with the Women on Amazon project, because that's, I think, one of the more unique things that you're doing here.
Yeah, look, I started off selling on Amazon in 2015, so coming up to 5 years now. And in that 5 years, I've been to a lot of events and listened to podcasts, mastermind groups. And what I've found is that most of these events, about 35 to 40% of the women, of the audience are actually of the female gender, women. And yet on the stages and on the air, people talking about the things that are important to us in business, and Amazon in particular, tends to be men. So about a year ago, I started my podcast and a website that goes with it, which is womenonamazon.com. And podcast like yours is available pretty much at all of the different outlets. So it's Women on Amazon. And the aim is to really to amplify women's voices in the space. So, you know, the old saying is what you can't see, you can't emulate. You know, I personally got involved with selling on Amazon only when I saw another woman, a successful woman on the stage, Kirsty Verity. I don't know if you're aware of her, but she's a very successful woman in the space. And so when I saw her talking about the opportunity, it was actually my third time seeing the Amazon opportunity. It was only when I saw her being successful that I had the confidence to jump in. And I was lucky enough actually to speak on a stage with her just last week. So that was a bit of a dream come true for me. So yeah, so that's what I'm doing. The idea is to amplify women's voices, get more women speaking on stages, on podcasts like at yours. You know, you guys are doing an amazing job, but it's sometimes nice to hear slightly different, softer perspective. Women in business, we do business slightly differently. You know, there's no right or wrong. It's just different, given that we tend to have different types of lives. For us, often, it's for me personally, I'm a solo parent to a 10-year-old, so it was a necessity for me to run a business around school hours. You know, it's harder for me to get a job. So, and a lot of us do that, you know, and we do very, very well. You know, I'm a multi-million dollar seller, but I do it from my dining room table with my cats and between school drop-off and pick-up. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing with Women on Amazon.
Yeah, well, I think that's the motivation for a lot of people listening here too, is you have the family obligations, and how do you balance running a business and having a family? Is you have an online business where you can do it exactly. In between. You dropped off the kid at school and then you're getting your work done from your laptop and stuff like that. So I really love what you're doing with that.
So any kind of e-commerce business. And what I found, even with couples, you know, who do these businesses together, husbands and wives, it actually works out to be a really great combination, because, you know, there's different types of thinking, and often the men are the entrepreneurial type. They have all the ideas, and the women are quietly at the back actually doing a lot of the work. So that's what I found. And again, it's something that a lot of us do around our family obligations. So e-commerce business, you know, it's not just about having the Lambo and sitting in Bali, but it is about actually having a lifestyle that fits with our lives. So, yeah.
Yeah, and for listeners who are not really familiar with too many women in the Amazon space, who would you recommend that they really look out for or follow? Like, who are the faces other than yourself in the Amazon space that are women?
And that's the point, because a lot of the extremely successful women sellers, they don't tend to put themselves out there. So the ones who are out there that I recommend, Amy Weiss, a US-based seller. She does some really good stuff out there. I think she's got a podcast, and I can't off the top of my head remember it, but I'll send it to you, and you can pop it in the show notes. Kirsty Verity has an awesome coaching program called Real, R-E-A-L. So those are the two that like spring to mind. You know, there's a lot of women in like who are service providers who do PPC, social media. There are a lot of women providers, and I try and interview a lot of those on my podcast to give them the air.
Yeah, Amy Weiss, I believe we sat on a listing optimization panel not too long ago for the PPC Entourage Days of Nuggets.
Okay.
So yeah, I got the chance to meet her there, and I believe somewhere in my crazy LinkedIn DMs, we were chatting about getting something going, but absolutely hammering in the LinkedIn DMs. So my brain is all over the place. But let's dive a little bit into using Messenger. We've had quite a few people on the podcast recently talking about Messenger. So I think most people really understand the basics of Messenger. I would just really like to hear for you, what do you recommend as the main strategies that are working the best with Messenger? There is a few different ones you could use for product launch or getting reviews and stuff like that. What are you seeing personally the best results with?
Look, I've been using Messenger for almost 3 years now. I think I was one of the very first to hop onto the platform, and I use it exclusively for my Amazon business. So, and I know that Messenger can be used so many different ways, but for me personally, I use it exclusively. And I started off by using it just to give out coupon codes. So small discounts, so 10, 20, 30% discount codes. Initially the strategy was to take people from a Facebook ad to a landing page, to then Messenger bot and vice versa. So then we actually got rid of the landing page. So then we started sending them straight from Facebook page to Messenger bot, give them a coupon code, get them on your Messenger list, obviously, so that you could then remarket them. Now that's changing now. I don't know how much you know, and I'm not sure who you've spoken to recently, but the remarketing side of things is changing very, very soon. With you know, Facebook doesn't want us to spam people. They don't want us to use our Messenger lists the same way as we do our email list. So there now needs to be a bit more of a hybrid strategy, that if you're using a chatbot to also ask people in different ways for their email, so you've got like a double strategy. I most recently have been using chatbots for ranking keywords. I haven't launched any new products recently, but I've re-ranked on different keywords. But I know the main strategy these days that chatbots is being used for is a search find by rebate type of automation. Do you know much about that? Have any of your guests talked about that?
Yeah, we've talked a little bit about that, but I'd like to dive in and get a little bit more advanced. So for those who are listening who don't know what search find by is, it is directing the customer to search for the keyword that you want to rank for and then find the product somewhere in the search results and then buy the product. So it looks like a completely organic search for the product and then purchasing to get the keyword ranking. I would love to hear if you have any data off the top of your head, like how much more difficult is it to get someone to go through the search find buy process as opposed to just any other kind of thing, right?
Because
there's more steps to the process.
Yeah, there is a lot more friction. So that doesn't work if you're giving them a 30% discount. So really, you've got to have a product that people actually want to buy. And then I found my products in my space, people actually like them, they want to use them. So I actually can get away with an 80% off offer. So I'll put up an offer saying, would you like to get these at 80% off rather than free? You can do it for free and 80%. And I found in my case, not a lot of difference. So hey, may as well get a couple of bucks for it.
True.
So if you've got an attractive product that people actually want to buy. And that's what Amazon's about. You actually do want to have a product that people want. You know, there's no point trying to pitch them something that they're not interested in. So if you're pitching to the right audience a product that they want, and the only other reason that they wouldn't use it is if your product is lost in the weeds. So if your product is currently ranking for the keyword you're looking for on page 17, nobody is ever going to do a search find buy. They just don't want to do that. So the strategy here is only actually send them to an actual search find by steps if you're ranking on mobile in the first two pages. Okay, most of the people who are going to be using chatbots are using their mobiles. So if you're ranking in the first two pages for whatever keyword, then go with the search find by strategy. If you're not, then to get into those first two pages, you might want to use some kind of a two-step URL. So either a Pixelfy or a Helium 10 Gems. You know, there's all sorts of different places where you can get a two-step URL sorted. So initially, if you're ranking on page 17, let's say, for your keyword, and you want to get up there for the first few days, don't send them to a search find buy, okay? Because you're going to be wasting your ad money. Mm. So you want to send them to some kind of links. And again, you just say, hey, we're doing some market research, or we're launching our product, whatever way you want to hook them in. We'd like you to try our product at free using a rebate. Click through here to buy. And then, you know, so your search, your messenger bot then takes them through the steps. So click through here to buy. And then you can follow up with them. Hey, did you get it? Please send us your order ID so we can verify, as long with your PayPal, if you're using PayPal. So you can either use PayPal or you can use a gift card. And there's, you know, some people prefer one method over another. Really makes no difference. Make sure you get their email address at this stage. And then you manually organize the refund. There are various programs out there that automate all of this.
That's a great one, actually. Seller.tools. Earlier this morning, I interviewed Troy about they have a new software set up where they actually have a wallet. So you just pay them and they will create a wallet of different gift cards for you. And then automatically the software will like confirm the order ID and then send a gift card to them just based on your balance. Yep. So
they're awesome. I'm sort of talking more strategy. So there's awesome tools. There's another one, Zonranker, that's automated this process as well. So there's a few different tools around there. You know, I'm old, you know, so I'm a bit old school, but I like to keep it really simple. And I find for me, that really works now. So once you've actually used your two-step URL, whichever way or super URL or whichever way you want to do it to get into those first two pages, then you would switch across to a genuine search find buy. So that's where you give the person the keyword that you want to rank for. And again, you can use a rotator. So you can either use a keyword rotator, for example, like one at Pixelfy Me has got a rotator, or even within ManyChat, you could use a randomizer. So
And how many units are you giving away per keyword? Like, what are you seeing results for? Like, just maybe give us an example of a recent keyword how many units did you give away, and how many bump ups did you get in your ranking?
Well, there was some. I haven't done one for a little while, so I can't off the top of my head remember one. But I noticed one of my friends posted the other day where it was a search term that had 30,000, like a search volume. And they gave away 109 units over an 8-day period. And they went from, you know, nowhere up to, I think, 14 up to, you know, certainly onto page one.
Oh, that's quite good for such a big volume search term.
So that's quite a good. I mean, generally what I use is in Helium 10, there's the CPM giveaway number. I don't know if you're aware of that one.
CPR? So,
Is it CPR? Yeah. Yes. So they do a giveaway number. Now, that number is actually based on doing coupon codes. If you're doing a genuine search find buy, you can usually get away with at most 30% of whatever that number is. So you get a lot more ranking juice using a genuine search find buy than you do at a full price than you do using discount codes. Discount codes still work. Just need to give away a hell of a lot of them in order
to. Yeah, and just to clarify for people there, we're talking about the CPR number in Helium 10 Cerebro tool. That is their reverse ASIN tool, and it will give you that metric. The CPR is essentially Helium 10's calculation for how many units do you need to give away for that specific keyword to get on the page one ranking.
Yep, that's right.
Excellent. So the search find buy, it can be a little bit tricky to set up, but once you can get people to go through it, it can be very effective, right? What do you think about reviews Is this something you just tack onto your existing ManyChat flows? Like you send someone through Search Find Buy and in the same flow, you're going to follow up with them for reviews, or do you have a different tactic for that?
That is pretty much what I do. I tag them on. Again, with my products, I've been around, they've been around for a long time. I'm not really pushing so hard for reviews. I like some of those new automated Chrome extensions at the moment for reviews. And of course, you also have to be very, very careful asking people for reviews. And to not in any way link your review strategy with your giveaway. So you can't say, we'll send you your money once you've given us a review. That's sort of, you don't want to be doing that. That's not white hat, and Amazon can slap you pretty hard for that. But what I do is I don't actually ask a review in the follow-up. And in fact, in the current Messenger format, you actually are allowed to send only one message after a 24-hour window from the previous message with your customer. And you can actually use the tag, which is a delivery follow-up tag. So you can actually send a message that says, hey, did you get your product okay? Okay, so it's just really simple. You don't sort of say, hey, did you like my product? Can I have a review? You actually just want to engage the customer in a conversation again. Hey, just following up to make sure that you got your product okay. Then once they engage with you, you then have a 24-hour window to continue the conversation. And the conversation can be, no, I didn't get it. Oh, sorry, let me follow up to see what happened. Or, yes, I did get it. Great. How did you like it? And then again, this can all be automated flows. It doesn't. You don't actually have to be personally on there having these conversations with people. So you'd have a flow that was as, you know, yes, loved it, hated it, you know, it was okay. You know, if you loved it, then you can ask them for a review. So it becomes a sort of like a more conversational, organic question rather than, hey, we sent you a product for free. We want a review, please. Okay, you definitely do.
Yeah, and
not
you're getting
that.
Around the new Messenger updates of it is exactly. An order-related message. It's not coming to them
exactly.
Asking for a review, right? And I was talking with Michelle Smith. She's a
I met Michelle last week.
Here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Actually, met her in person. Yeah, she'd be a great person for your podcast if you haven't had her on already. Mm. She's been on a couple times here.
She's awesome.
And she mentioned, I mentioned that's just a way of getting around the new Messenger update, but she has a different spin on it. It's like actually having good customer service and good business practices is giving order updates to your customers and making sure that everything's okay. That's not like a tricky way to get around some new update. No. That's just having good business practices and having good customer service, which you should be doing anyways.
Which is part of your brand building, which is what we should be doing in this business. Yeah. 100%. I met Michelle at the Empowery Women's Conference last week, and she's an absolute darling and really good at what she does. So kudos to Michelle.
Oh, she's a boss. She is a boss for sure. And to wrap things up here, if there are people listening and you're a woman on Amazon and you are just looking for some really good examples in the space of just really powerful women who have done some really amazing things in Amazon space, what would you recommend they do to seek out these people? Because like you said, there's your podcast now, which is great, but there's a lot of women on Amazon who have had great success that no one really, knows about because they're not in the public light.
We have a Facebook group, so they can come and find us in the Facebook group. And there's a lot of us hang out in there. I've just come back from the Empowery Women's Conference in LA, which was absolutely awesome. That was 100% women speakers, but not 100% women in the audience, which was lovely. So it's not exclusive to women attending, but it is exclusive to women actually being on the stage. So they do have dates for next year already, I believe, at the end of January. So they can sort of start researching that. I'd highly recommend it for anybody in e-commerce. Because that was awesome. There was Michelle, as you mentioned, Cassiverity that I mentioned. Plus, there was one lady there who's like a $60 million Amazon seller, which you never would have heard of. She's not public and she doesn't want to make herself public. But those sort of people you meet at conferences like that. So I'd recommend that. But, hang out on the podcast, come hang out in my group and go to conferences. Conferences are great. If somebody's listening who's in Australia, There's a retail global conference on the Gold Coast in May. I'll actually be on one of the seller panels there. And I know that Phil and his team are very careful about making sure that there's a good balance of not just blokes on the stage. And there's definitely female sellers, and Amazon themselves are actually going to be there as well. So definitely events, go to meetups in your local area, trawl meetup, because there are lots of events wherever people are. There are events. And as I said, there's always 30 to 40% of the people to go are women. Even if they're not on the stage, they'll be in the audience. And I guarantee there'll be some of them that are really serious sellers.
Well, I love what you're doing, Regina. Really inspiring to see someone just take the lead on that. So that's womanonamazon.com, I believe, is your website. And if
that's right,
people want to reach out to you online or learn more about what you do, where's the best place for them to do so?
Oh, look, they can find me through the website, or I tend to hang out, funnily enough, in Messenger. So you can just DM me on Facebook Messenger. Just find me. I'm the only Regina Pedibogsky there is. so I'm not difficult to find. So send me a DM. That's where I tend to hang.
Awesome. Well, really appreciate your time here. And guys, if you're looking for any of the links to anything we mentioned, any of the resources in this episode, you can find that at actualizefreedom.com. And if you haven't already, go leave a review. I made it really easy for you guys. You guys can go to ratethispodcast.com/free/FREE, and it will just automatically open up the best podcast app. And really, really easy, guys. So no excuses. Go leave that review. Until next time, go and kick some ass.
For show notes and resources mentioned in this episode, visit KenjiROI.com.